We're at Bonham County 4-H Achievement Days here in Tyndall. Travis Krenz here on KORN Radio, and Madeline joins us here today. Madeline, how long have you been involved in 4-H, and what did you work on this summer?
I've been in 4-H for 6 years now, and I do horses, so I've spent a lot of time on that. But for static projects, I've done a soil painting, a painted keychain, and have one more, and a graphic design.
How did you kind of pick what you want to do this year?
The soil painting, we did it at, the junior leaders did it as a group project, so we all did our own. The keychain, I am old enough to drive now, so I will, I need one for my car, future car. And then the graphic design was for my horse's stall, and we needed to do it last minute, so graphic design was the easiest.
As far as your horses, how many horses do you have? Any names? Kind of what's your involvement with the horses?
We have four that we own, and their names are Jake, Amy, Lola, and Kenzie. And then I train my neighbor's horse, and her name is Bo. She's the one I've showed on, so she's a little younger and difficult. But
you have that coming up here this week?
No, we do horse showing in June. We did it a lot in June and July. So that's already passed. But we do have a show. We are doing a fun show tomorrow, and that's in the arena just north of here.
As far as what does it take to kind of get the horse to move the way you want, what are the judges looking for? What do people need to know as far as training a horse?
For Western, there's two different disciplines, and I'll talk about Western because that's more common. The biggest event is kind of horsemanship, and they're looking for slower, more focused movements and a lot less, like, they're looking for the rider to barely have to do anything. The horse should just kind of slow down, keep its head low, be comfortable, and the rider should use its legs and little steering with its hands to get them to move, get them to change speeds, but it's supposed to be very slow and collected and calm and relaxed and not so much needed to be done with the rider.
Do you have any other family members or, you know, parents get involved, or brothers and sisters? Kind of, is it a family thing?
I have three sisters, and all four of us do it. But my parents, they didn't grow up with horses, so they kind of just let us do our thing, but they're very supportive.
Anything you want to do in the future here? You may be heading to high school and you're getting ready. Anything else these next couple of years?
I haven't done much in the past, but in English discipline, there's a lot of jumping. You jump the horses, and I'm hoping to do a bit more of that. We don't really have a horse for it right now, so I've been riding Jen Torsney, horse trainer in the area. Horses.
You got a few years to go here. Do you, looking at your career, is it something like this or maybe something else? Or how does kind of 4-H prepare you for maybe what you want to do?
I think 4-H helps a lot for, like, as it helps you with that responsibility. And I hope to have a career in horses, but it really teaches you that you have to work with your horse, and there's hardships, but there's also good times, and it really shows you a really good work ethic, if that's what you're asking.
There we go. Madeline joins us here, Bonham County 4-H Achievement Days. Madeline, thanks a lot.
Thank you.